Doctors don't know exactly where Mermenino's cancer started, and that's something that can make treatment difficult. Joining us this morning to talk about the mare's diagnosis is Dr. David Selden, Chief of Hematology and Oncology at Boston Medical Center. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Bob.
I think many people are probably a little surprised to learn that doctors don't know where Mermenino's cancer started. How common is that?
It's not very common, Bob. That only happens in less than 5% of cancer diagnoses. And I should say that I have no direct information about the Mayer's case, but statistically this is a rare type of cancer where patients are diagnosed when they have advanced or metastatic cancer that involves organs of the body that are distant from the site where the cancer is presumed to have started, but the oncologists, even with the best of imaging techniques and molecular diagnostics, just can't figure out precisely where that is.
So how does that complicate cancer treatment, not knowing where it started?
Well, there's two problems. One is that by definition that cancer is already spread beyond the local site, so can no longer typically be treated effectively with surgery or with radiation therapy to localized sites. And secondly, by not being able to match up the specific type of cancer makes it more difficult to choose the optimal therapy, and the doctors have to do some guesswork about what the best chemotherapy for that cancer might be.
What types of cancer are so aggressive that they would have begun in less than a year of now and have now apparently reached an advanced age?
Well, subtypes of almost any cancer can be very aggressive. That's why cancer is biologically so variable, and we work hard to match treatment to the specific type of cancer that each patient has. But again, this is unusual for cancer to spread without being able to identify the primary site, but it does happen.
And I should ask, what are the statistics in terms of well-being for patients for an advanced form of cancer with unknown origins, which is apparently spread to someone's liver and lymph nodes?
Well, by definition, because this cancer is metastatic, it tends to have a poorer prognosis than a cancer that's found early and in a single site in the body where surgery might be more useful. So the overall statistics are not great, but again, without details of the Mayer's treatment, and he certainly has access and is getting the best possible treatment for his disease, I can't really comment on prognosis for him.
And he is in good spirits, and as you say, he's getting the best care, so well wishes to him.
I agree with you, Bob, and the mayor has been a supporter of our hospital, Boston Medical Center, and we wish him the best.
Dr. David Selden, Chief of Hematology and Oncology at Boston Medical Center, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
You're welcome.